This is Grandmaster Busy Wizzy representing the Hip Hop Digest from Washington, D.C., uptown. Get in where you fit in and where you need to be in is the Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest.
But you know, I've been so off Tyler Perry movies, I don't watch Tyler Perry. I mean, it's like my Dia shit been jumped the shark. Like, it's only a matter of time for it's gonna be like my Dia goes to Mars, you know, my Dia goes to Uganda. Like, it's just gonna be my Dia goes to all kind of dumb shit for no reason whatsoever. My Dia goes to the bottom of the ocean to discover Atlantis. Like, it's just gonna be a bunch of dumb ass shit. Like, to me, they've been jumped the shark. Like, I've been off Tyler Perry movies. If I'm home late at night and it's a Tyler Perry movie on TV, I might watch it, but I'm not going to the theaters to see it. You know, I'm probably not gonna pay for it on demand. And like, I always end up getting pissed off at Tyler Perry movies. That For Colored Girls shit, that shit was an African-American horror movie, man. Temptations was an African-American horror movie. For Colored Girls was an African-American horror movie. I think he had something to do with Precious. That was an African-American horror movie. I don't know, man. It's just like Tyler Perry, he paints a very negative portrayal of black men. We ain't that bad. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, Tyler Perry makes us seem like we ain't shit.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's E-G-R-E-E-N. They want them problems from last week to show up this week.
No EDs up in here calling Mr.
No,
Ed.
No, sir.
Yo, EMD. Ooh. Yeah, what's up, man? Girl, they call Roxanne.
She's all stuck up.
Oh my goodness. Oh, bust this.
No doubt. Welcome to the old man radio.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Yeah,
shit. Oh, man. Laughing old rap music. Yeah, he's talking about ED.
Yeah. Ed.
Kids want to know what's up with that new Gunna.
Gunna, they like Gunna now?
Shit. I don't know. More on him later, though.
Oh, okay.
More on him later. So, before we get into the joint proper, the show proper, Swerve asked me pregame shows we gonna talk about at BET. And I personally, yeah, I have no desire to really talk about that. But we actually have an authored opinion from one E. Swervin Esquire about the BET, maybe the BET Awards and such. So if we want to turn the floor over to Swerve, so you may state your opinion on the award show.
I yield 5 minutes to my brother, Mr. Irv.
Oh, bet I get my little editorial on, my little editorial moment.
Indeed.
I'll take it. As we know, I used to do the BET Awards and BET Hip Hop Award reports and all that stuff back in the day before it got crazy and way out of our league. And actually, I hadn't watched it in years, to be honest. I think the last time I watched it was one of them ciphers where it was so sorry that I was like, I'm out forever. But being my position in life, lady wanted to watch it, so I had to lay eyes on it that day, this recent one.
Okay.
And I gotta tell you, yo, I have never been one to be embarrassed by other people. I've never been one. I embarrass myself enough than to be embarrassed for somebody else. But I was embarrassed as hell watching the BET Awards. First of all, it was not the BET Hip Hop Awards. It was the BET Awards, which means they are giving awards to people all over the black spectrum. Okay? All your peoples, including Beyonce and so forth. However, it appeared from watching this show, well, let me just say this, watching the segments, because there was 20 minutes of commercials in between every event, like award or song. But it seemed like it was just a celebration of the youths out here in the rap world. And the quick like we're supposed to be happy that they did a little medley of all the different parts of the country when it comes to rap or hip hop. They had, you know, a lot of old heads in there, but it was in and out so quick that it was embarrassing. I don't know what has happened to BET. I mean, really, and I mean that when I say that. I don't know what has happened to it. I will not watch the BET Hip Hop Awards. I will not, because if this is what I saw the other day is any indication of what the hip hop slash rap awards are going to be, then it's going to be another shit show, yo. Leave hip hop out of this. Celebrate your rappers. Celebrate all that bra and panties. Celebrate all that twerking. And I laugh sometimes because I used to, my little fake name sometimes was Bobby Jones, right? But, you know, we all know Bobby Jones Gospel Hour, right?
Mm. Right.
Mm.
He all in the audience. And I'm not saying he's better than any other man, but he's the Reverend Bobby Jones, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah.
That blue face girl, all pregnant and just bouncing around, all the twerking, bruh. I don't know what's happened to BET, and I still, at this moment, say, if your man's from down Atlanta with the big ass studio buys BET, it won't be any better. It will not be any better.
So, on OK Player, the title of their article, and I won't go into the article, it says the 2023 excuse me, BET Awards showcase the difficulties of celebrating 50 years of hip hop. So now, you ask what happened to BET. It's kind of well chronicled. Of course, your man, you know, Bob Johnson, sellout, but he do his thing. He sells the company, and then it's just a commodity at that point. You know, what the commodity that Viacom uses to leverage African-American sales dollars. So that's all that is. So, and here we are showcasing 50 years. We're talking
and
about
50 seconds.
Right. No doubt. Now, look, I figured it was going to look. I'm going to be honest with you. The only thing I watched of that was like 1 minute clips that was on like Twitter. And it looked, you know, looked like a mess. But that's OK. But see, the problem is that here you got BET, you have an entity, which again, like I said, is just as a commodity to leverage African-American advertising dollars. But there's nothing. What did BET, if anything, contribute to hip hop? Well, they did, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely.
They could have done a documentary, small documentary on Rap City. And,
yeah,
you know, or even 106 and Park, if you wanted to be honest, you know, those two entities were big. You know, and let's not forget, BET comes from the era because we were, you know, living in the D.C. area.
New York Avenue, baby.
You know what I'm saying? It comes from D.C., but it came from the Brain Trust, who were so anti-rap to begin with. Yeah. Talking about, okay, we got a black channel. We're not going to appeal to lowbrow. And then, you know, when hip hop became such a force, you know, you got before even Rap City, god damn it, who was the radio?
That was Big Tigger.
No, not Big Tigger, before Big Tigger, the legendary DC
Donnie
Simpson.
Video
Soul, and even Donnie Simpson is up there having to introduce rappers and interview
Joe
rappers.
Claire,
and,
that was his name.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, but you could have highlighted all them guys, Tigger, Joe Claire, Donnie Simpson, talking about when rap first came, and you could have done a really tasteful job about the rise of hip-hop, how hip-hop made it through a BET, which was hostile to rap music and hip-hop on its inception.
Yeah.
But nah, so you said something key, celebrate the youths. And you're going to celebrate the youths because, B, that's who turned in. That's who the eyes are on the screen. My eyes wasn't on the screen. I didn't get sold on McDonald's that night.
You know what's a very poignant, to steal one of your words, part of this is that this, again, was not the BET Hip Hop or BET Rap Awards. It was supposed to be prestigious, but there was not many, if any at all, of our prestigious African Americans in the audience there to receive an award they may have gotten, which should tell these people at BET something.
Well, because it's not important. That is a clown car. It's not important. You know what I mean? I mean, look, I don't know, you know, the whole, I did read an article about the whole Patti LaBelle forgetting Tina Turner. You know, man. that is a disregard.
Oh, God.
B, that is a disregard for one of the greatest, matter of fact, two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Okay, the only African-American woman. Yeah. Total disregard.
Oh, okay. Bro, it was, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was maybe a skit. I'm like, is this real? But again, it was a shit show. And anybody online, on any blog or any video that's saying that it was a good shit, you lying, yo. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to your audience. That shit was beneath all of us.
It was.
And they've got to do better.
And they won't. Okay, now, well, if your man, like you said, if your man, you know, I don't know if the sale's final or if he announced it, whatever.
I heard he balked at some $3 billion or $2 billion. He balking, okay. It don't matter because if he bought it, it would just be Madea up there hosting the shit.
Well, you know, you'd have to give him a chance, though.
No, I'm not.
I think you gotta give him a chance many times.
How many movies do you need to fucking make or stupid ass TV shows? I'm not giving no cut cards, B.
I see that.
I'm gonna be the opposite voice.
Now that's if. Trust me when I tell you, because he wants to buy it, the cats up at whoever owns it now, they gonna raise the rent on your boy. You know, they gonna be like, yeah, we gonna get some of that money. You know what I mean? They gonna raise the rent. But if he does succeed and get it, don't you gotta give Tyler Perry a chance?
Well, you gotta give anybody a chance that buys something because he's buying it. As long as he's not running it, the day-to-day operations of it, and he gets the people in there that knows what the fuck they're doing and can go ahead and turn this thing around and do a better job than what they've been doing, then mission accomplished. He ain't got to be in there on the day-to-day operation running this shit. He just bought it. So he ain't got to sit
there. We're
talking
about Tyler Perry, B.
Yeah, I got you. But I'm just saying, if he gets the right people in place to do what they need to do, since that might not be his expertise in doing that, so he'll be like, you know, let me get this person to do it so we can clean the image up of this shit, because right now this shit looks crazy, you know.
Let me ask you, does he have the fucking right people in place now at Tyler Perry Productions?
I don't know, look
he has the
what
right
are we witnessing?
wait a minute, hold up. I'm not the guy to be defending Tyler Perry, but what I will say about him, he has the people there to do his vision, and his vision has gotten him where he is. Now, maybe, and I don't know, maybe he's like you. Maybe he's saying, I got to clean up at least something Black entertainment television. I got to clean that up. Maybe we're going to...
I bet a million on it, nigga.
not a million.
a million on it.
Did he steal my line?
I think he stole your line.
He stole my line?
I think he did. I think he stole your line.
Shit, right in your face, I took it. It's gonna be the fucking the what is that show with that dude? The dude with the crazy clothes and all that. That's all it's gonna be, yo. More of what the fuck we see now. He might not let some of this young rap shit get on there, but it'll still be Step and Fetch It. And we way past Step and Fetch It, B.
Wow,
damn, son.
And for full disclosure, I actually stole it from Mos Def, so.
But damn, B.
Yeah.
Damn, B. I think you're being a bit rough, but I get where you're coming from, because that Madea shit is not your cup of tea. But he's been so successful, to answer your question of having the right people in place. He obviously has the right people in place for him to be as successful as he has been. So
successful doesn't always mean a good thing,
bro. Yeah, of course not. But we know that. But I'm saying he's been successful when it's been working. So he obviously has the right people in place to market and to do all those things that he needs to make his shit big in order for him to become what he became. So he obviously does have people in place to do what they need to do.
And I think
we don't like a lot of that shit that he puts out.
Yeah, but I think he's a smart individual. I think he's a smart individual. If he succeeds in getting the channel, to basically say, I'ma just make this a 24-hour Madea. I mean, come on, man. You know, Oprah channel ain't even a factor.
And
you know
I mean? I have that, no words for that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's the same thing.
You said, well, okay.
Same thing.
Indeed.
No real quality shit. So back to BET. There was a time when BET was quality.
There was.
BET News with your boy.
Yes.
Or Tavis Smiley.
Yep.
That shit they had on this on Saturday mornings for the kids. That shit was real. Let kids talk and talk back to these kids.
Oh, yeah, I remember that real. Show. Yeah. Oh,
it wasn't the Teen Something it was called?
Teen Summit.
Teen Summit. Yeah, yep.
That shit was about something.
Yeah.
And it was before the sale B that it started going down. But I'm not mad at Bob Johnson, per se, because he did start some shit that had great potential. And it showed its potential. Right now, it's fucking trash.
But you got to
getting old ass show reruns, nothing new, a bunch of fucking twerking and ignorance on the award
but
shows.
You know what, B? Let's, you know what? I'm going ready to go there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go.
I'm getting ready to go there, B. See, you're blaming the wrong people. You're blaming the wrong people. Who owns this company?
Who allowed Viacom?
Yeah, exactly. Who allowed this shit show to happen?
Well, if you want to go there,
you can't take away any blame for them niggas. You can't take away any blame from them niggas because they allowed this shit show to happen. They put this shit show together. They allowed to put all these people in place. The wrong people, as you say, that are not putting the thing in. They let all them people come in and do what they did. And they gave them the okay, the green light to do whatever the fuck they want to do. So I don't take any of the blame away from Viacom. They deserve a lot of it because they put this company and ran that bitch in the dirt. Yep. And now they want to overcharge for this shit after it's fucking dirt.
Yo, he need to probably holler at Byron Allen and see if they can get some shit cracking.
And see, I have been for that all along. Not that Byron Allen is no great savior, but, you know, he owns a lot of fucking TV shit.
Right.
And a lot of that daytime
judge shows and other shit that he's over there doing. So he ain't putting a lot of great content on the airwaves either.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not that super bullshit.
You see, we gotta put in levels of bullshit.
Mm.
When you
BT
talking
is on
about
that
quality,
super bullshit, B.
We was talking about levels of quality, and now we're talking about levels of bullshit.
Well, BT is the highest level of it that you can get right now. It hurt me to keep watching that shit, but I had to do what I had to do.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, man, we applaud you for clearly struggling as you were watching.
Oh,
that.
Right. And then I didn't even mention Busta Rhymes, who deserves Busta Rhymes. I will never begrudge him for getting that award, that Lifetime Achievement. I will not begrudge that man.
And
that
was well deserved. Right. Well
deserved award for him to get. But it was like BET was scared to hit him with the Oscar music. Or cut his mic. He was just going on and on and on. And I was like, yo. Like, I was like, yo, hit the button. Somebody hit the button.
But they let Bus go on and do what he did. And Bus was probably a little bit surprised in the fact that Bus is never mentioned in top 5, top 10,
not.
Top 20 list. You don't hear niggas mention Busta Rhymes' name at all. Bus has got to be feeling so much inside. That's got to burn a little bit. Like, damn, I'll never get my name mentioned up there with some of the greats. And for this to happen, he feels like a vindication and like, okay, so they do recognize me. I'm recognized as being better than I thought these niggas thought I was. So he sees it and he started to ramble on. He got emotional and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's what it was. Buster, they let him have his emotional moment.
And he said some very, very good things. It's just that he got lost because it was so long. So, I'm not blaming him for that because, like you said, he probably had this in his mind for a long ass time. Where's my respect? You got it now. You got your
BET. He got all his flowers in one night.
Award. Huh?
He got all his flowers in one night.
Well, we're glad. We certainly were glad that he got his flowers. I think that Busta Rhymes, it's complicated, I think, with Bust to a certain extent. Is he a world class MC? Yes. Comes from the finest of lineage as far as hip hop, considering he got his name from Chuck D, for goodness sake. You know what I mean? And went to school with Biggie and Hov. I mean, goodness gracious. Yep. Comes from the highest lineage of hip-hop. So, you know, but I think it's complicated. I think, you know, for a lot of different reasons. Hypervigilance among eggheads like myself, you know, who want to squash any roaches, you know, want to use a whole can of Raid on any roaches who want to encroach on the best ever on some flimsy shit. So, and I think Bus gets lost in that, but he ain't the only one. And we've talked about that a million times. Bus gets lost in it. Red Man gets lost in it. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of guys like that, you know?
For sure.
So
I am sorry for commandeering and pushing that shit the way, but I had to get it out.
You had to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
We didn't get to push we didn't put the music on you. So like they didn't do on Bus. So right. Let you go ahead and ramble on.
Right. Well, at least I had you two to jump in. He was just going. You know what I'm saying? So,
indeed.
Big ups to that. But all that other shit, nah, bro. I'm mad at Patty. I'm going to see her soon. Patty! I'm going to yell out, Patty! What the fuck? I'll be that guy in the audience during a quiet moment.
Patty a diva. She'll have you out in the lobby, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Getting tossed.
In the hallway.
And what your boy say on Rocky V, touch me, I'll sue.
Aye, no doubt. Well, let's get into it a little bit here. Really, second topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... Okay, where am I at here? Here we go. Jim Jones fires shots at Pusha T and No Malice, prompting Jada Kiss to share concerns about the possible rap beef / feud. And it was one of them things where Jadakiss is on the radio. I don't know who the radio host was. I didn't take the time to find out, but he's gaslighting. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, Jimmy got a puncher shot. When Jadakiss was like, I don't like the matchup. I don't like the tone. If it stays just music, it could be wonderful. Okay. But once again, it's the rap. You know, it's the rap political language that Jadakiss was engaging in, and I didn't like it. Because he could have cleared it up really what it was all about.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to clear it up for you. The Hip Hop Digest, we're going to clear it up for you. Okay. The Jim Jones Pusha T is this. Pusha T is a way better MC than Jimmy. Okay. Right. We're going to agree on that, right?
I agree.
Okay. Yes. Jimmy, in this battle, is going to represent jail nigga street mentality. Okay? That's why Jadakiss don't like it. Because you take a battle with Pusha and Blackface, well, you know, the investors for Blackface is not going to have him out here wilding. Okay, matter of fact, he barely can say anything. Ain't not going to have him running around like Tupac was at the MGM Grand. Right. No way. So it stays on wax with one party barely commenting and the other guy getting exposed for wearing blackface and hidden children and shit. Okay, that's part of hip hop. I get it. But here we go now. You got these two niggas, clips, I mean, Lord willing, clips. But they had a goddamn fashion show, right?
Yep.
And Jimmy, he's got applications in. He's got applications in all over the place, especially over at the Canadian office, you know, and down in Houston. He's got applications in. So he's repping for them, but he's repping street level. And that's the stuff that can get out of control. But Jadakiss didn't say that. He's speaking rap speak. I don't like the matchup. If it stays on wax, it could be okay, but I don't like it. He don't like it because he know Jimmy mentality.
Did somebody give him a mirror after that, though? Because wasn't he battling Beans?
Yeah, but that was week after week on Hot 97. That was mixtape.
It was strictly mixtape. Mostly 99% of that was on wax or on mixtapes or whatever. There wasn't no really confrontations like that them niggas was on.
No.
I mean, if they seen each other like that, it might have been on. But mostly it was just on wax.
I don't know about that, because interviews subsequently with Beans and other guys who were involved in that Freeway, and then was like, nah, we respected those guys. But he got heated in, you know, because like you said, it was new mixtape every week or every week up at the station, and niggas just spitting, as Kurt G calls it, hard white, you know. So, nah, this is different. Jimmy, there's no rap battle. Jim Jones is not going to author any bars.
Yeah, mostly from Jimmy you're going to get. It's him clowning. Most of his shit's just going to be on live, talking shit, clowning this nigga, laughing at him. Ain't going to be a whole lot of bars being spit.
Jimmy going to be doing that street shit, though, too, B.
That's what I'm talking about, that live shit.
Oh, okay.
That's that live shit. That's that bullshit. Nigga on live, talking shit, clowning niggas. That's what he going to be on.
But he hasn't done that yet, and I'm not here to defend either one of them. I'm here to defend the integrity of the rap battle.
Right.
Not rap beef. I'm here to certify the integrity. If Jimmy put out a little, I don't know, 1 minute thing, and, you know, it didn't make me like, oh, this is going to be crazy. But what it did do was make Push put out a little something. Isn't that part of hip hop?
But that one, he was on Joe Budden's podcast doing that, as Kurt G said, that live shit. That just
Ooh,
not
Jim Jones yes. made a video of this shit, is what I'm talking about. I don't know if you didn't see it.
No,
it's
I didn't
not
see
the
it.
Shit,
okay, I didn't.
Yeah,
no,
he
I didn't
made
see
a,
it.
A video of him rhyming over a Clips beat.
Okay, all right, that's what's up.
So that's this is what up. I'm saying. I know that street shit is a fucking blink away in any of these young cats in this new situation. I know it's a blink away, something bad could happen, but we're not talking about these Rico niggas and that kind of shit right now. We talking about Jim Jones from Dipset with your boy Cam and all that shit versus Clips, another dude who, like you said, hard white entire career, even now. I just personally don't see, I think if we talk and make it that negative shit, that's when that shit slides in there. But if we just base it strictly on the records, okay, we can say, okay, Push, get Jim out of here. Or we say, oh, shit, did you hear that shit Jim did? I miss that in hip-hop, because everybody's all fucking buddy-buddy. And it's okay to be buddy-buddy, but we need, just like, whether it was not... The only one I'm saying to scratch out is Tupac and Biggie. That was some whole different shit, right? That was some whole different shit. But throughout hip-hop's history, we've had people going back and forth at each other, and I don't see why we gotta act like it's something to frown on now. As long as it's records,
right? I would never frown on niggas battling and doing what they do on wax, but it's the fact that niggas' egos and this social media shit now is out of fucking control, and now it's not just you versus me. It's me and you versus the internet. And the internet is undefeated,
yeah,
my nigga.
Yeah.
And all I got to do is make one wrong step, or you get a nice line on me, and the whole internet just blows me the fuck up. So now I'm in my feelings. Now I want to say some shit, and now I want to. Now the street shit might get into play. Because now, fuck that. How long am I going to get that, this nigga? I got to embarrass him. I got to make him look bad now. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Great point, sir. Yes. Let's leave social media, the sideliners, the motherfuckers outside the ring, they don't get to box.
But they're going to box anyway. There's no way to keep them out. That's why I said there's no way to keep them out. You can't keep them out. Niggas is in the ring. It's a fucking battle royale, my nigga.
So let me ask you a question. I still say, instead of doing this rap speak shit, again, I don't think Pusha T, who is paid now, he's married, he's got a nice home, you know,
wears
wife,
weird shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely is more in that Pharrell weirdo fashion shit than he is really even. But he does have the ability to write cohesive bars and can really diss the living daylights out of Jimmy. Now, is Jimmy that guy to not take it to another level if he gets embarrassed?
And see, that's the million-dollar question right there.
That's why Jada Kiss is saying what he's saying.
Because I don't see Push taking it to the next level at all.
No,
not
hell
at all.
No, that's
he's gonna
why
leave it straight on wax.
Yep.
Say what he got to say, and that's where it's gonna be at.
Yep.
Well, like you said, your man's got applications down in Houston. He might get shut down too. We'll see.
He got applications in Houston and up at the Canadian office, and he's been networking that for a minute.
Well,
so
I hope we get some good music out of it, but the way you guys are saying it, it might not be.
Well, we'll see. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is straight from Billboard. Will Young Thug score commercial rap's first number one album of the year? This week's contender is the imprisoned Atlanta rapper who looks to garner commercial hip hop's first number one record with the album Business is Business.
Business Hours.
Well, he gonna get that number one spot on streams, I'm sure.
Well, he's put it like this: if he puts out an album, he gets number one spot. I'm giving it to him right now.
I don't know about that because of
all the bullshit that's around him and the interest and to see what he's putting out. Yep. Now, my question is, when was this shit recorded? Because I'm like, nigga, what are you recording from prison? What is this?
It's been done before.
I know it has been, but I'm like, where was this done at? Is this shit that he already had in the can, and they just going ahead and putting together an album up? He got like 100 tracks, and they decided to throw together 15, 20 joints?
That's a good question. Billboard also goes on to say, hey, it's your boy Gunner, who was happy with his third place finish, because he came in number third this week with the release of his album, and thanked all the fans. And so now there's that competition, you know. Thug has the, at best, this nigga, you know, or his credibility shot. You know what I mean? You just jail nigga shit, you know. I don't know. I mean, I can't really comment to that. You'd really have to get official trap niggas, you know, to who really knows the lay of the land on that. But really, we're talking about Young Thug, a number one album. I don't think Thug's ever had a number one album.
He's not been in jail in this situation either.
Right. Well, and this type of shit, you know, this is, again, like we talk about all the time. In this game now, it's about everything but your music.
Yep.
So this is going to get him a whole lot of views just because of the shit that's going on around him.
It caught your fucking eye. So imagine the people that like him right now, how they feeling about it.
Well, again, we'll see. We will.
Unless Taylor drops an album the same day. Or one of them BTS niggas. I'm figuring he's in.
No doubt. See. Yeah. No doubt about it, yo. So I don't know if I can find my next topic because I think I lost it here. But I know enough of the topic. Well, your boy was running his mouth again. Little Bow Wow.
Little
Bow Wow. Running his
Such
mouth.
Such a brave man.
Yeah. He's running his mouth.
Is he the idiot kicker?
Yes.
Liquored up kicker.
He's running his mouth. One of the ones who's again talking about, you know, at the 50th year here, and we have no talent on the mic. We have no authenticity out there. And, you know, and there were a couple of people who got at him because of his career. The guy who was popped with a rented Lamborghini and a photographer hopping out in front of a posh Hollywood spot like that's his every day.
Damn, B, I got to pause you on that, though, B. I know. Right. But let me ask you this.
Okay, my man.
Are you killing the messenger? Because the message that he gave, and I had to sit back, because at first I was like, this dude? But what he said is what we've been saying for 15 years.
Okay, yeah.
So the message is on point. Is it just the fact that the messenger is the issue?
There's guys out here who I respect, but what they've done for the past 15 years garners them to have no moral authority. A guy like Funk Flex has no moral authority. And I respect the hell out of Funk Flex. I respect how his rise and how he actually used to DJ and how he used to play the most incredible music. But he has no moral authority. Bow Wow is a cat with no moral authority. okay? To he may have said the right thing, okay? But what does it mean? You're coming from Plastic Man.
See, the problem is, like you said, it's hard for niggas to take him seriously when you can pull up so many receipts on this nigga showing that he is exactly what he was railing against.
Exactly.
He was that person.
And he's not the only one. I done heard ridiculousness on the same level from who's that other motherfucker? Soulja Boy.
Oh, that nigga. I'm surprised. It's about time for him to make another rant. He usually comes out every couple months and say some crazy shit.
No, but I'm just saying. He another cat running around talking about cats today aren't XXX. And I'm like, huh?
Superman that hoe. No moral authority.
So that's, for me, that's what it gets down to, kid. These cats who, and then too, the fact that they're getting headlines and that we're even on this show talking about that, but only, we're consuming too much music.
I'm going to give him one point for the fact that he said it. Even though his career may be ashes, he still said it, B. He said it at those awards when all of those people were there. So I'll give him a point for that.
I will back you up and give you that point because, yeah, he did say it right there on the spot. It's not something he sent out on social media and then deleted it. He said that shit right there, and you can't delete it now.
Nope.
According to Mr. 106 in part, this is how it reads, it's been a steady decline in quality because the nigga's putting out trash-ass music. He said, everything sound alike. Everything repetitive, same tempo. Everybody could do that. You know what I'm saying? That's straight out the copy. I was thinking about that from last week and shit. You know, you get a bra and panty cut, and you can stick any broad on that cut, right? Anybody can do that cut. There is no individualism. So again, what he said, yeah, I'm not patting him on the back because he was part of the problem.
And now that he's not hot no more.
Now he want to get all righteous.
He once was lost.
Okay, so now, since you're going to go down that religious road, I will say this. Now, if you really did have a come to Jesus moment and to find that, you know what, I was part of the problem, now I want to be part of the solution, I'm down with him 1,000%.
But he didn't say that, though. He could have said that.
Okay. All right. So
he didn't say that,
so let me do this. Okay. Let me do this. Let's look at the other side of that. Let's look on the other side. Tell me what you think about this. Your boy Charlamagne the God recently said that he thinks hip hop is thriving and that those criticizing the genre are stuck in an era that has come and gone. We love the young people. We love.
He has a radio show.
We love twerking.
Come on.
So says the nigga that's making millions off of this very same format running shit right now.
So he gets less credit.
Right. He definitely.
At one point, I gave Bow Wow.
Right. You have no moral authority right now. None. Because you talking from a full plate, my nigga. It's not like your plate is empty. You eating good off these niggas.
And he actually has the capacity to make a difference and make a change.
He has a platform. He definitely has a platform.
Yeah, Charlamagne, again, full, you said it, full plate, whole hookup, making millions of dollars, funding everything he's got going on. He will not.
He's getting fat out there with that rap music.
Yeah, and he will not bite the hand that's feeding him, you know, of course. You know what I mean? And like you said, how many times, yo, he's up in there with a cold glass of milk and warm, you know, warm oatmeal cookies. Raisin or warm soft baked joints, you know what I mean?
Macadamia nut.
You know what I'm saying? Soft baked joints, serving up milk and cookies up in the station, yo.
Yep.
You know, put that nigga in an apron, my G.
Hillsbury.
We seen what happened when them old school cats was in there, like a few people that from the Louisiana area. They kind of got at him a little bit up there.
But oh, about, anyway, about putting the respect on his apron?
That and about talking about Mercedes tank driver got at him, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No doubt. Mm. So, no doubt about that. All right, yo. Well, let's see here. I don't have a whole bunch of topics because, you know, it was a full work week for the kid. Gee, you got anything? Swerve, what's up?
Looks like it's going to be a short show unless he just want to freestyle some shit.
Shit, ain't nothing really to freestyle. We got in that. I mean, that BET thing was just heavy to me. It was heavy even talking about it because it's bringing it back up here at the end. It's just so sad, yo. Just so sad. I wonder if I know there's a CMT, Country Music Television channel, right? I really wonder if there are guys like us that fulfill that thing for country music and are either happy with that country channel or do they hate it? Do they feel how I feel about BET? I'm going to try to find out. I'm going to look and see what people feel about that. But it's just painful. Like I said, I'm extremely rarely embarrassed by somebody else or what they do or don't do. Extremely rare. Because I'm me. I embarrass my own self, right? But it's just embarrassing. Yo, it was absolutely embarrassing. And I wish I hadn't watched it.
Well, look. So, I mean, I guess on some level, you know, and I take this, you know, for myself as well. I think on some level, you know, as each generation comes forth and the baton gets passed or whatever, what was embarrassing to one, and I only look at the fact that my mother didn't like my music, you know, or my grandmother, you know, asking me, was it necessary to wear Carhartt? Because it looked like, what did she say it looked like?
Prison wear.
Prison wear, but it chain gang wear. That's what she said it was. She was like, is it necessary for you to wear that? Look like you want a chain gang, you know, that type of thing. So, look, it's an open society, you know, open nudity, just about twerking is regular thong wear, you know, which may have had us saying, damn, you know, in 87. Now has it
barely raised the eyebrow.
Right. Exactly.
That's just normal behavior. You see fucking 5-year-olds twerking. It's like that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a normal thing to see somebody just like walking down the street. It's nothing to look at.
Yoga pants.
Nothing to see here.
Everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing to see here.
Right. So on some, so on a lot of levels, you know what I'm saying? BET reflects that.
Well, it reflects also, I forgot to mention this. So when it, you know, your boy, little Uzi Vert comes on with his damn song, whatever it's called. But when like a few minutes, like, I don't know, I went to get a drink or something and I came back. I was like, damn, why is everybody standing up in the front? Why is everybody? Because it's just still going on the stage. But like the whole first 5 rows or whatever was like standing up, looking around, talking while the shit was happening. I'm like, damn, something happened. I know something happened. Just a couple days ago, I found out that it was Lil Uzi Vert and whoever his girlfriend is got into it right up there. And that's what had caused that commotion. It's like, yo, B. So there is so much shit that's embarrassing that I'm just now remembering, not on purpose, shit that happened during that show, yo. It's that is supposed to be the creme de la creme of black excellence.
B, that been gone.
That's been gone. You know what, B? That, hence, that is the reason for all your angst and your anger, is the fact that you put it on such a high level where you used to have it at. And to see where it's at now, it really fucks with you. So you really get upset about it. So for me, I never put it on a high level. So I always thought, ever since they started sliding credit cards down the ass, Yeah. And showing that late night shit, I was like, you know what? This shit is done.
Yo, matter, I forgot about
BET. I'm like, this shit's done.
Yo, I forgot about BET Uncut. Yeah. You got to put that in the documentary, too.
I'm like, this shit's done. BET is done, dude. It is done.
Yeah.
Look. At the end of the day, BET is a mechanism, like I said, to leverage African-American advertising dollars. And, two, BET is right there in the top five of black misery aggregates. I mean, the culture largely, you know, music-wise, makes money off black misery. And BET is one of the leading aggregates of black misery. So, of course, you know.
And when niggas hear you say that, it probably would upset them that you're saying they're profiting off of black misery. But when you explain to them what black misery is and how they're profiting, they can't even say nothing but say, okay, you're right.
They be like, you old, and so you sound old. Your mom was old, she sound old. And when I get old, I'ma probably sound old. That's like I said, that's part of the generations that turn over anyway, and I can accept that. So sure, you know, that's why we call this old man radio. I get it. But look, the facts are is that all these guys all profit. Social media companies largely profit off African-American misery. Okay.
All that TikTok shit. TikTok, all that shit. Niggas doing a lot of dumb shit on there and posting it.
Right.
Or posting somebody else doing some dumb shit.
You know what I mean? So come on, B. That's what it really down to.
Well, I'm a get off it by saying, shout out to I fucking forgot her name. She's getting an Oscar. Damn.
Okay. All right. Well,
Tina Turner. What? Damn. Her name.
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett's getting a goddamn Oscar.
Okay.
She's getting a lifetime achievement Oscar.
Oh, That's what's up. Yo, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to T-Bear. Shout out to T-Bear on the text chain. And he posted a blurb about that Black Star album finally ended up on Bandcamp for $9.
They wasn't making no money over there.
You know what I'm saying?
At the other site.
You know what I mean? The hell with a subscription.
Niggas got that subscription. Listen and cut that subscription.
I don't know that he really think that somebody was going to like continue to rent that album. You know? It's on Bandcamp right now for $9.
Download it for those of you.
Yeah, download and keep it for yourself. Me, I'm still holding out hope for the special edition vinyl. You know what I mean? Because I really do like the record. I thought the record was good. You know what I mean? And so personally, I like to own it on vinyl. So Talib Kweli. Come on, man, you could press up like 100 of them and whatnot.
If they only do 100, B,
you might miss out.
Okay,
that price is gonna be
and the price probably be okay.
Horrendous.
So no, don't do that. So you could probably look press up like 500 and then maybe sell them for 50 a piece. I'll buy one.
There you go.
Come on, I'll buy one.
You don't need to see none of them Griselda prices on that vinyl.
Nah, B. There's a cat up the street. He got a little record store or whatever. You know, shout to Quentin. You know what I'm saying? And he had, not Pray for Paris. God, he had one of them Griselda records up there, yo. Every bit of $300 in the store.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was more than that online. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, shout to T-Bear, yo. You know, I knew that black. I knew he's sitting up there. You just get my pocket. Yo, you go to Lumity. Okay. All right. So we're ready for the Digital Freaks album of the week. Shout to Peter and Matt.
All right. This week we got ST Knack, Knacksaw Jim Duggan. That's brought to you by Pete. That's ST Knack, Knacksaw Jim Duggan.
That's
shout out.
Great title.
No, man, that is a great title.
It is.
Us old wrestling fans and shit. Hacksaw Jim Duggan and shit. And then, damn you, Matt. Me and you, nigga, we're going to have to go ahead and have an conference or something.
Uh-oh.
Because you got me. This odd holiday joint, it's hot though, B. I ain't gonna front on it. This odd holiday, which consists of Matic and Daylight Robbery, the Lisa album, L-I-S-A, is hot. And I had it, but I'm giving it to you, and we're gonna have to have a little conference on this shit here.
All right.
It's odd holiday, Matic and Daylight Robbery, Lisa, brought to you by Matt. And I got Kid Abstract and Leo Lopez. Still dreaming. That's Kid Abstract and Leo Lopez. Still dreaming.
So let me answer a question really quickly before we get out. If a high profile guy, and I'm not naming any names, any high profile guy with good money, if they were sitting right here and we'd be like, yo, the last 2-3 weeks of our albums of the week, would you think they would think that those records are good?
Probably not.
Really? Yeah, probably not, because they not hot.
This shit here, this is not what they listening to. Listening to the regular everyday fare.
So you mean the high profile guys are subject to listening to the new Gunna and new Thug?
You already know that.
You mean to tell me the high profile big money guys in rap music, I'm not zeroing in on one or two or three guys, whoever you may be, couldn't listen to those records and be like, yo, that junk is crazy.
They can listen to them and they might even say they like it, but they'd be like, oh, right, it sounds old. Because it doesn't sound current, it doesn't sound like what's happening for them in their world.
And in most cases, they're not going to be on a show like ours. They're going to be on a show where they got to talk about Gunna and Lil Baby and those guys.
Wow.
You don't think Black Thought, if Black Thought got on somebody's podcast, and I'm not even going to say Drink Champs, but another podcast of that ilk, you don't think Black Thought wouldn't slap off a couple of them young boys?
I don't know.
Like all these folks do?
Well, that's why. Look.
He's going to probably name the same names that you used to hearing.
See, okay, this is what I'm saying. I'm talking about deeper than that. I'm talking about guys who come from a pure hip-hop credentialed thing. And you know what I'm saying? One of them, I know good hip-hop when I hear it. You know what I mean? I'm not disliking Gunna.
You'd have to drop a name, MB, because most of these niggas out here is going to be off that other shit.
I'm not on Gunna Jones because it's a personal thing. I don't know Gunna. His music is whack to me. You know what I'm saying? Up against the last 3 weeks of albums of the week. Okay? And that's because I know good hip hop when I hear it. And now get it. I know an 18-year-old, it thinks Gunna is everything.
Yeah. That's,
okay?
That goes without saying.
Right. But his dad, if you can believe it or not, probably thought Soulja Boy was everything, since we was talking about Soulja Boy or Gucci or any of them cats. So, I don't know, B. I'm talking about the guys. I can't name name, but I'm talking about guys from our era who got unlimited money guys. It's like
five of
them.
But they probably not digging, though, killer.
It's probably like five or six of them.
This shit is not part of their everyday shit. They only hear what's being put in front of them. And what's being put in front of them is, like you said, when they go on these radio shows or they go on these podcasts or whatever, they're being asked about the guys that are hot right now.
Mm.
And the guys that are on this list that I put out, these niggas don't even exist.
I got you.
The other part of what you said is if some high-end, for lack of better words, hip-hop individual comes in, he may not know SD Knack, but I bet you if you play it, I bet you'd be like, oh, that shit's fire.
That's what I mean. Yeah, okay, they may not know these people. I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about we pull out the last 3 weeks' albums of the week on the high-profile guys if they were here or if they were even at their office and you just happen to have any of the guys from the last 3 weeks. They couldn't recognize how good that shit is?
They might. I'm not saying that they won't be able to recognize that it sounds good, but they'll be like, I can't do nothing with that.
Oh, I know they couldn't sell it. You know, and I will say Hove, because this is a Hove quote telling Jay Electronica, you know, yeah, if I put your album out, I have to really give you the smartest budget in history, meaning somehow we got to find out how not to lose money somehow because no one's gonna buy this shit. Okay. Wow. That's Hov. That's a quote from Hov.
I'll just rap all over your album.
And hope people pick it up because I'm on it.
Right, right. Shout to Memphis Bleak, Dear Summer.
Damn.
Come on, B. Come on, B.
Ouch.
Hey, that Dear Summer record came out. People lost their mind. And it was just a single track on Memphis Bleak's joint. And so if you wanted to get it, you had to buy Bleak.
For the summer.
All right, yo, that's what's good, man. All right, the complaint office is closed. Thank you for listening.
We was definitely in the balcony today, my nigga. We was on our old man shit.
Yeah, the complaint office is closed. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
I feel cleansed.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. All right, yo, I'm out. Tyler Perry, Bonnell Airplane Game is crazy.
Oh, Lord. Madea 1, Madea 2, Madea 3.
1.
Straight out the gate, I know a lot of y'all could relate. If fate took somebody from you, now you patiently wait until you reunited. It's got you fighting back the tears for years. It's like we keep pouring more out for our peers. We blessed to be here, but we deal with the survivor's guilt.
Right.
I take it driving, think of all the times we built. It still hurts, but now we honoring your legacy. Legacy. You up there with the Alpha and Omega. See, I don't believe in God and not the one that's in the church.
Nah.
I believe we're all gods floating through the universe. I'm trying to leave the earth better than I found it, so that on my next journey, I will be surrounded by my ancestors and comrades who came before us, explorers of the cosmos and its beautiful chorus. If I listen close enough, I can hear your echo,
echo, echo.
And that's a sound that I never want to let go. Wherever you're at, wherever you are, I put prayers in the air as I stare at the stars. You on a journey, but you are eternally ours. The impression that you left made a permanent scar. Wherever you're at, wherever you are, I put prayers in the air as I stare at the stars. You on a journey, but you are eternally ours. The impression that you left made a permanent. So if it rains pennies from heaven and dimes from the divine, is that you dropping clues for me to find?
Huh?
Sublime communication, I'm mindful of the signs you've been sending. That's how I know your story's never ending. I'm spending what energy I have just to make it through the day. Forever angry at the gods for taking you away. I know that's selfish, I'm helpless, I'm only being honest. But rest assured I'm executing everything I promised.
What?
There's probably some of y'all who this is resonating with. If you up late, contemplating the relationship between life and death, the spiritual planes, how does the soul leave the flesh? And yet here it remains. I stay haunted by a future that we never got to share.
Yeah.
In a past full of memories that lock me in despair, but I'm present.
Right,
you know the growing pains are never pleasant.
Nah.
Until my death comes, I'm living like a legend. Like
wherever
you at, wherever you are, I put prayers in the air as I stare at the stars. You on a journey, but you are eternally ours. The impression that you left made a permanent scar. Wherever you at, wherever you are, I put prayers in the air as I stare at the stars. You on a journey, but you are eternally ours. The impression that you left made a permanent scar. Brother P. Lock, rock, rock on. Big Shad, rock, rock on. We miss you, Jack, rock, rock on. We never gon' relax, no, not at all. It's going out to Pops, to Domus, Doug Danger, Douglas Vaughn. I can't believe you're gone. Thank you.
finger on the crossbow. 100 bodies on it, more or less, more so. I'm MVP, all-star, all-pro. The gun lord, evict slug, they gotta go. Bulletproof hats, they don't even exist, nigga. Aiming at your face and I ain't gon' miss, nigga. Bitch niggas get slapped accordingly. In the streets or in the lab when PF recorded me. Disorderly, my brain malfunction. Flashback to 93 while in the junction. Sparking L's on the L line. Sticking niggas up, motherfuck jail time. I had to dip on the cops though. They ain't know I had a clip in my sock, mo. I sent a few shots their way. Had them niggas walking up heaven's stairway.
Cabbage, we act with a black of the hue. We move with the packages, handling cash, cap of the queue. We travel to stagger the views from trafficking Jews to Kalamazoo. My African goons, like in the javelin loop. My passage is truth, so they want this. No wonder they coming after us in the land of the famine. The master, the hunter gatherers. Conditions from the slums that we from is some to the add to this, huh? It's like a conundrum, and now I run with ambassadors, huh? I get in the loose in the coupe, we blow when the finest was riding before the squabble like poop, bold and violent. And my niggas be feeling the pain, so it's like a dose of delighted. Now it's moment of silence, we shoot as cold as the kind of. We put the rest of the duffel with these ingredients. This pussy's flexing they muscle, this nigga's giggling. Plenty times was taking them trips, spending nights in Medina. While pitch from the wire to the apple like a Michael C. Black.
Track in the mince meat, spit like a flamethrower, I dispense heat. Bucktown be the home where I rest at. Headshots, no matter where your vest at. Who the best at that boom bap shit? Rusty jokes clear the room when I clap quick. Act if you wanna get your dome split open. Double barrel on my hammer, spit smoking. Booyah, niggas know the rules of the game when I'm scorching. Blowing motherfuckers out the frame. My bitch got a calico aimed out the window. Protect your neck, shooting that Carl Winslow. Fitted brim low, New York Yankee. Drop hot lava till my rap fans thank me. I send a few shots your way. 30 in your back, 40 in your doorway.
Sopranos fill a Tommy drum. Two bodies on one Tommy gun. Circle round the block, blow clips until the Tommy done. Body son, boy a bitch, he won't body none. Youngest turned up from a hit, he say he got him on the Glock 20. Got a switch, it's all the wind, send me in. We never talk to the law, y'all niggas real friendly. Suckers envy, set the tone, it's all trendy. They hear me scream, two guns up, they getting busy. We the murder gang, it's the mob, I know you heard it gang. 7-0-0 crime stone, we let them burn. So
soul from one shotty blast. Last nigga played with the gang, they went and got his ass. Body cast, two shooters in white hockey masks. 50 shots on switch glocks, the beef will never last. We army vests, shoe strings that wrap around the tech. All black, linen and boots, who getting body next? Show respect, say the word and they'll blow his chest. 7.62 tips, they ripping through a vest. Made a check, selling nicks, I used to play the steps. Pushing P's, turning to G's, I did 100 reps. Wish me death, niggas vexed, they sent 100 threats. Went from selling crack on a stoop to jumping on a jet. They know, same nigga, they know, like that. It's that east side grimy, know where to find me, nigga. They know.
Underestimating the real, wanna try to take advantage cause I'm reading the braille. Till I whip out the steel, I ain't talking about gats.
A blind samurai,
fuckers don't know how to react. You should relax, all I want is peace as I roam. On this planet called Earth till it's etched in stone. How it began was always nice with the hands. Former soldier of the government fighting in desert sands. Trying to take the land that belonged to another man.
An explosion,
shrapnel invaded optical glands. Every since then I had to humble myself. Wishing I could go back and correct what's dealt. That's why I try to make a man seeking knowledge itself. So don't think the walking stick is used to calculate steps as blind fury.
You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man in this land for himself it be gunning. Blind fury. So you need to stop fronting before I fuck around and pour something and start dumping. Blind fury. Don't be fooled by assumption. I bleed through beyond function. Who wants something? Blind fury. Freedom fighter till it's finished. Making all your cowards diminish.
I train relentless, relying on nothing but my senses. Heightened to the fact, a lack of sight in the night. Before you make your move, your blood begins to fall. Your heartbeat really just told it all. I'm a soldier of war, my stories you rap about. Watch a few documentaries, build a synthetic clout. That's why I vowed to fight for the oppressed.
Killing tyrants,
laying pathetic souls to rest. Freedom manifested from the swing of the sword.
I have the power.
Ride with a battle cat to the war. Sing never no more as the wars approach.
Decapitation.
Doing the most, slicing the throats. All these whack niggas trying to step in my lane. Gotta take them out the game and never face them again. Why you other clowns try to live for the fame? I walk with the blade of shinobi to change things. Blind fury.
You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man in this land for himself it be gunning. Blind fury. So you need to stop fronting. And pour something and start dumping. Don't be fooled by assumption. I bleed through beyond function. Who wants something? Blind fury. Freedom fighter till it's finished. Making all your cowards diminish.
You're your blind, blind, blind,
mind is seeing through your design like blind fury.
Blind fury.
Like blind fury.
You're blind, baby.
Yo, mind is seeing through your design like blind fury.
Blind fury.
It's a demo. People in the audience, in a shirt, I'm inside the brain. And DJ Polo, the man up behind, he operates some turntables when I'm rocking my rhymes.
It's a demo.
Life, is he nice or what? He's the main entertainer inside the show, and he goes by the name of DJ Polo.
So give the demo.
It's a demo.